truck with all my new gear. Mike got the bait. I bought the
Welcome back to the final segment of Mike McFeely Outdoors on the Mighty 790 KFGO on this Saturday morning in January, as we are, I think, finally getting loosened from our grip of the icy, super cold weather. And to tell us where you might want to be fishing in Minnesota Lakes Country today, tomorrow, and every day afterward, let's go to the place where you need to stop to get your bait, your coffee, your pop, your candy bars, your fishing rods, your line, all that stuff. You need to stop in at the Lake Place in Lake Park, Minnesota, at the corners of Highway 10 and Becker County 5, and talk with Corey Askin, who joins us on KFGO. Good morning, Corey. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing well. And you?
You know what? I'm warm. I'm somewhat warm the last couple of days, so that makes me happy. You know, it's just
about
it's been a tough stretch for everybody. You know, people have to work outside or businesses that depend on outside work, but it's just everybody's just ready for it to, at least for a couple of days, be above 20 degrees. So I think it's going to be a good weekend for us.
Yeah, I do. I mean, this winter came on so hard and so cold and early, and it looked like it was going to be so good for the ice conditions at the beginning, and then it just went south on us. So it's nice to be getting back up to the temperatures where we can at least go out and try it.
Have you been seeing the last couple of days, as it's gotten warmer, a few more people going through the bait shop? I know it's awfully tough when it's 25 below to get out ice fishing. No matter how good the gear is, no matter how good the shelters are, it's just tough to be out there.
Yeah, it is. And definitely once it started warming up, it really picked up. People start, like a bear out of hibernation, they start coming out of their houses and seeing what they can find to do. So they're spreading out now. So,
have you been hearing any reports at all, Corey, from the area lakes about fish being on the bite?
It's really, really moderate right now. We haven't been getting a lot of reports this week because there has been nobody going out. There are some lakes that are doing really good most are doing really good with northern right now. Some are doing all right with panfish, like Leaf Lake, of course, my favorite. You know, everybody gets like a little city down there. Lyda this year has been a popular one for crappie and walleye. The bite overall is moderate to slow. It's right place, right time. The ice conditions are finally what's improving for us.
What had happened with the lakes? I was over in Brainerd Lakes Country a couple of weeks ago, Corey, and maybe it's the same thing around here than it was over in Brainerd. And I'll be honest, with all the cold weather and with my busy schedule, I just haven't had a chance to get out a lot this winter ice fishing. But when I was over in the Brainerd area, the lake I was on had, you know, 18 inches of ice, but there was a layer of water over the ice and underneath a big layer of snow because they'd gotten so much snow when there wasn't a whole lot of ice in the lake. Is it the same case in your area?
Exactly. It got super cold or perfect cold at the beginning of December or around the beginning of December. And we got a good 10, almost 12 inches of ice. And then we got just nailed with a bunch of snow that sat on top and put all that weight on top of the ice and flooded it, and then got cold and turned it into slush, basically, with an ice layer on top of the slush. And underneath the slush, you're 10 to 12 inches of ice. It finally took this last week or so with these extreme cold temperatures to really melt that slush, or sorry, freeze that slush. So now you've got a good 20 plus inches of ice, but the top, oh, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 inches is not the greatest ice. You got to get down deeper for that, but it's finally safe enough to be driving on it.
Okay. And that's, and people are able to get around with their vehicles, because when I was over in Brainerd, we had a four wheeler or rather a Ranger. And we were going along okay, and then all of a sudden there'd be a pocket of slushy stuff, and all of a sudden, we just get bogged down. We'd end up having to push it out and everything else, so it was a little bit of a mess. I'm guessing it was kind of the same way again over in your area.
Yeah, boy, there's nothing like that to pucker factor. You get that going. Boy, you're going on top of that ice, and your vehicle drops a good 4 or 5 inches. That'll make you stop for a second.
And also, do some other things besides pucker as well. I had to clean my shorts out a couple of times over there.
But. Yep. No, that's exactly how it was here for everybody. But it's finally changing, and they're starting to get out there and find where the fish are.
How's it been this winter for you, Corey? I know that you and I talked a little bit off the air, but it's when you're dependent on weather conditions and you're dependent on people being able to get out and be active, a month like we've had in December, January, the last few weeks especially, it makes it tough, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. When it's that cold, people just do not go out. And then you throw super wind on top of it, and And I get a lot of work done on the rod building, let's put it that way, on the weekend. So, but overall, it's been okay. You know, people are getting out there. They're doing their best.
How's the rod building going? I know that's part of your business that you're really trying to delve into and really trying to make a great part of your business at the Lake Place. How's it going on that front, Corey?
No, it's going really good. I can't keep up, so I guess that's a good sign. I'm getting ready to remodel the other half of the building and turn that into a big workshop and start marketing that end of it more on the internet and Facebook and all that. So that it's doing really well, and I'm hoping to really, really kick it off come spring.
And just so people know, as they're looking ahead, you know, believe it or not, we are 5 months away from the opening of fishing in Minnesota, and we're, heck, 4 months away from getting out and be able to fish crappies and stuff in the back bays. But Corey has a little rod building business going on where he will build you a custom fishing rod, and you'll work with people. Corey, you have all kinds of blanks, you have all kinds of options, and if you want really a special, you know, we live in a world today where everything is mass produced and everything is big box stores, but this is an opportunity for people, not only for themselves, but for their family members or friends, to have a really special fishing rod that's going to mean something because it's going to be built by you with your own two hands.
Oh, exactly. We can get you almost anything you want for components. And you know, like you said, it's not mass manufactured. And there are really a few really good rod builders in the Fargo-Moorhead area. But we take the time to find the spline of the rod and put the guides on the right way and put the colors on it you want. And if you want, you know, some college colors or some marbling paint on it. And I have all at Lake Place, we also have what I like to call the anywhere warranty. It doesn't matter what happens to it. If you get angry and break it over your knee 10 years from now, I will fix it. If I can't fix it, I'll replace it. So it's just, if you're going to spend, they're not that expensive. They're fairly affordable, but if you're going to spend that much money on a rod, it doesn't matter how long it is from now, I'll fix it or replace it.
So. That's awesome. So how can people get a hold of you if they're not only looking for bait or a fishing tip, but I really like this custom rod building. How can they get a hold of you, Corey, to either ask you more information or order a couple of rods for spring?
Absolutely. They can either go to they can send me an email at info@thelakeplace.biz. They can call us at 218-238-5002. They can get on Facebook and shoot me a message, or they can go to our website at thelakeplace.biz and use our contact page.
Awesome. That's awesome. And you and I have talked. I'm going to have to get out there and order a couple of rods for spring. I'm ready to get a little Mike McFeely KFGO fishing rod ready for crappie season. And, of course, walleye season as we move on later in the year. So I'll be out hopefully maybe tomorrow. If not this weekend, I'll get out there next weekend, Corey, and we can visit, okay?
That sounds great.
Awesome. Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too.
You bet. Corey Askin of the Lake Place in Lake Park, Minnesota. Stop in there. They have all your bait needs at the corners of Highway 10 and Becker County 5 in wonderful Lake Park, Minnesota, on the way to all the lakes you want to fish in Minnesota Lakes Country. Going to wrap it up for Mike McFeely Outdoors on this Saturday morning. We will be back again next week with this program. And if you don't want to wait till then, if you can't wait till then, I'll be back Monday at 2 o'clock on KFGO. See you then.
Hey, I'm a country man. A city boy can't do the things I